Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. And now, play ball. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hughes moves to third. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Harder reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goslin moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Goslin scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rowe moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Rowe moves to third. Walker moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Rowe scores. Walker scores. Burns moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons is walked intentionally. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Owen strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. Gehringer scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Knickerbocker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rowe hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Harder reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick, who is chasing the ball. Owen reaches third base with a triple. Simmons scores. It's 6-2, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly strikes out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rowe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Myatt moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Walker moves to third. It's 7-2, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker scores. 2 outs. It's 8-2, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Mel Harder. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Boesberger pinch runs for Roy Hughes. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Berger moves to third. It's 8-3, Tigers. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Boesberger now playing second base. Bob Feller now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Knickerbocker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Tigers. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rowe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Walker reaches second base with a double. Rowe goes all the way around to score. Walker moves to third. It's 9-4, Tigers. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Goslin strikes out. There goes Burns. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel pinch hits for Bob Feller. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. Hale reaches second base with a double. Erle Virel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hale moves to third. Erle Virel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Virel hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.